from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now, and no, you don't get to look at him with the sleeveless shirt on Twitch or anything like that, because he is on his way to the afternoon practice. Apparently, the heat is going to be cranked up between 1 and 3. So, I guess that's why we got the old practice today. And Andy Hart of WEEI.com is with Gresham Fourier. Hart, how are you?
Is he there?
Oh, hold on.
Wait, is that him? Nope, was that his picture, by the way?
I missed hitting the button. Hart, how are you?
Did you call me crazy earlier? Do I really? Do you really think I'm crazy?
Yeah. Well, there's a photo of you with a full beard and LA Dodgers hat, and it looks like you had
it in the woods.
It must have been your COVID look.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I liked that look. Yeah, I liked that look. Crazy. I might go back to that someday.
No, we all have one of those. We all have a crazy COVID look. Yeah.
Absolutely. It was a crazy time. You're supposed to look crazy. No one knew what the hell was going on. Of course we did.
I was going to say, and we do now, but then another story for another time.
Indeed.
Fourier and I, Hart, were talking about some certain position groups earlier today. Everybody's focused on the quarterbacks and the offensive line. We dug in a little bit on the wide receivers, and let me start with this. What kind of season are you expecting for Jalen Polk?
I'm expecting a good, not great season. If you want numbers, I think a nice year for a rookie like him is probably 40-something catches for 500 yards and a sprinkling of touchdowns in there. I think he is – my comp for him is Jacoby Myers. And the only problem is Jacoby Myers was able to do what he did and be a sort of revelation as an undrafted player. Jalen Polk's a second-round pick. And in the NFL, second-round pick wide receivers, I think there's just inherently higher expectations. But I've seen a guy that seems pretty consistent. I'm not sure he creates a lot of I'm not sure there's a lot of catch. But I think he will show the ability to find openings and catch the football enough to have a solid rookie season.
So it's now that camp is, I guess, it is over, right? Technically, it's officially over. Where are we at with like camp? Like, that's done, right?
I think they're considering camp this week still. I mean, we have full media access. So I think if they declared camp over, then we would just go to, like, stretching and attendance and that kind of
stuff.
Okay,
so you're still able to be at the entire practice.
Absolutely. I'll be there from 1 to 3 today. Yep.
Okay. So what would be the first thing you're going to look for then?
The first thing I'm going to look for generally is the offensive line. What are they doing? Who's where? because I think that is the story of the team heading into the season, the fatal flaw. I think for a lot of people, that's the story of the other big story, the quarterback position. It's like, well, this line stinks, and you can't put May out there. And then the flip side is, well, Jacoby can't run. He's going to get killed. Do you not care about him? Like, so I think the offensive line is the first place I look. And then generally I do look at wide receiver because I think it's arguably the most interesting or competitive position. Not great, but, I mean, Kayshon Boutte has quietly had a nice summer. And I think maybe, you know, last year he was the wild card, the red flags, the maturity questions. Now that guy has become Javon Baker, and it's like Boutte can kind of just do his thing. The gambling thing, I think, is behind him. So him, Tyquan Thornton, then you got the boring guys like Polk and K.J. Osborne, who's had a quiet summer. You got Demario Douglas. So, yeah, once I check the offensive line, I usually look at receiver.
Andy Hart from WEEI.com with Gresham Fourier. Of course, Hart, a part of the Six Rings crew on the post-game show and the Six Rings podcast. One of the guys that you didn't mention a wide receiver was Javon Baker. Are we still in the era here in New England of, okay, you were a fourth-round pick, we're not going to cut you? Is that just get him on the roster? Because to this point, Hart, no one can argue that the guy has earned a roster spot if he gets one.
Yeah, no, I think he'll be on the roster. Combination of fourth-round pick, but also combination of talent and upside, and also just realization of, I think they knew what they were drafting. I think they knew they were drafting a guy with sort of that diva wide receiver makeup, which comes with upside and talent and playmaking and funny quotes on draft weekend, and also comes with maturity questions and work ethic questions and consistency questions. And, you know, I think we've seen all those warts this summer on the practice field, and you see, you know, the physical warts. You know, he's had the opportunity to make a bunch of plays for Drake May. And as a Drake May fan, a guy who wants to see Drake May play and develop faster, I can tell you I have mumbled under my breath at practice, come on, Baker, make an effing play for your quarterback. And he just hasn't done it often enough. So, yeah, no, I think he'll be on the roster. I think he'll be on the bottom of the roster, just like he's on the bottom of the depth chart right now. He's getting third-team reps at times in practice. And they're going to expect him to work his way up and prove something to earn more than that.
See, I thought that you were going to say the first thing you look at is where's David Andrews and where's Drake May? Because I feel like the whoever is taking snaps with and hanging out with David Andrews is like the obvious sign of that's who the quarterback's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's some of that because that is the biggest story, obviously, Christian. Like, who's the quarterback going to be? Do we have a starting quarterback?
Did we force the story, though? Do you think we kind of forced it a little bit, like, prematurely? Like, it was really, like Jacoby Brissett was really in trouble?
No, I think he's in trouble. He hasn't played well. And I said to Rich Keefe last night when we did the very, very long one-hour Rich Keefe show that I think right now Jerod Mayo is probably really hoping Jacoby Brissett looks really good against Washington in Washington so that there can be a sigh of like, okay, we can start this guy for a couple weeks. Because quite honestly, to me, the reason for the discussion is not the Drake May development. It's the piss-poor play at times of Jacoby Brissett. You know, obviously the poster for that is that interception forcing it to Hooper in the end zone, but there's been too many missed throws to practice field and game field, and just dumb, almost like rookie mistakes at times. And to me, that more than May has opened the door. So I don't think we forced it. And if anything, Jerod, and now I know he's still learning what to say, what not to say, for him to say we don't have a starting quarterback, okay, well, that means there's multiple guys up for the job because in places like where Aaron Rodgers is or whatever, C.J. Stroud or even in Chicago and Washington, they say they have a starting quarterback. So if the head coach says we don't have a starting quarterback, pretty sure we can, as media members, speculate as to who the starting quarterback is going to be. I think he opened that door.
Well, there's a press conference at 12:30. I'm sure things will swing right back the other way because it's a different day. So we never know which way Mayo is leaning, for God's sakes. How do you view Tyquan Thornton heading into this final preseason game?
Ultimate wild card. Ultimate wild card. I think he's had a solid summer. He missed, you know, after I told you guys in one of our live hits from the ramps up there that I thought he was the best receiver through the first six, seven, eight practices, whatever the hell it was, then he misses time with a soft tissue injury, which, you know, sucks for a guy like him that's trying to prove he can get on the field, stay on the field, and do his job. Then in the first game, he's open down the sideline, and what we just talked about, Jacoby Brissett misses him. I think if Jacoby Brissett hits him in stride and Tyquan Thornton catches whatever the hell it would have been, 55-yard touchdown pass, that changes the perception of him. Because he did it on the practice field yesterday. You know, he's toasting, or 2 days ago, he's toasting Christian Gonzalez for a 45-yard gain, but that's not as valuable as everybody seeing it on the preseason game field. So I still think he's the ultimate wild card because I think he's had a pretty good summer. A good summer, not even pretty good. A fine plus summer, to use my term that I've dubbed for Drake May. I think he's been fine plus, but no one cares until he puts shoulder pads and helmet and game pads on and goes out on a game field and does it on a game field. Until he proves that, everybody's going to consider him a question mark or a wild card or whatever term you want to label.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, so Andy, which room do you think is worse? The receiver room or the O-line room?
Ooh, good question. Oh.
I'm going to say offensive line. I think the offensive line room is the worst room on the team. I mean, you go out there with missing two tackles. You don't have two starting tackles, so 40% of your starting jobs you can't feel good about. And then you don't have any depth at the center position. We've seen that the wheels fall off, you know, especially if Nick Leverett, who is being kind of morphed into that backup center, but when he's not out there, then it really becomes just an absolute poop show on the practice field and the game field. So yeah, like at least at wide receiver, I can talk myself into DeMario Douglas catching 100 balls or talk myself into Jalen Polk being good enough to be a complimentary weapon. They're never going to have the number one, so that, you know, the number one offensive lineman is a left tackle. You're never going to have that this year. The number one wide receiver is like, you know, A.J. Brown or one of those. You're never going to have that at receiver, so that crosses each other out. But I think the competitive depth after that is much stronger at the wide receiver position.
Well, I think when we kind of learn how stubborn Elliot Wolf really is with his signings, in that, you know, what is Okorafor? Are you really going to get him in there at right tackle? Are you going to force Wallace in at left tackle? To me, Hart, it will be very curious to see how the team operates. And really, with cutdown day right around the corner and possible trades that could be made, will Elliott Wolf just kind of stick to it and say, nope, this is my group for better or worse because we're in development mode? Or does he look at it and say, nah, we're below average, I got to go get somebody?
Yeah, and can you get somebody? Because that's the other thing. And this isn't totally new. This isn't totally new to Elliott Wolf. Like, we've seen this the last few years. Remember, was that 2 years ago? They traded with the Bills, brought a guy in, and then, like, he was cut in week one and a offensive lineman. And last year it was the Tyrone Wheatley guy who never really did anything that they brought in. So they've been doing this at the end of August for years now because the depth just hasn't been there. Hell, they've been doing it during seasons. Connor McDermott, remember when he became like a revelation? Bill said something to the effect of like, thank God we have him in December. And it's like, holy crap, we're saying thank God about Connor McDermott. That's how bad things are at the tackle position. So I just, you know, I always say this, Gresham, you should love this. You know, we fixate on not enough quarterbacks to go around. You know, on any given year, the NFL might have 20 starting quarterbacks and the other 12 teams are like, well, we need to find a quarterback. There's not enough offensive linemen to go around, and that's actually a bigger problem long term because I think there's fewer and fewer athletic fat kids that want to bang heads for 2 hours a day in high school and college. I really do. I think that's a long-term football problem, but there's not enough left tackles to go around. There's going to be plenty of guys that play left tackle in the NFL this year that flat-out stink, and there's probably going to be a few of them in New England.
Yeah, so listen to this real quick because I maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't. Field Yates came out with his, like, you know, obviously way too early 2025 NFL mock draft 1.0, yep. Okay? And yep. Then he has the Patriots landing the number one overall pick, right?
Love
and
it.
Trading it to the Giants for the number six overall pick and then taking a cornerback, Michigan cornerback Will Johnson, skipping and passing up on a offensive tackle. Your thoughts on that real quick before we let you go.
I hate it. I liked it. I love the idea. You get the number one pick. You trade the number one pick to a team that wants a quarterback. Love it, love it, love it. Right up until the selection of a cornerback.
Yeah.
I don't really get it. We already did that. I mean, I know the theory is, if you have two cornerbacks, you're going to be a shutdown defense. A, you won't be because that's not true. And B, you need a left tackle. And I don't want to force the left tackle. And you said it, Christian. It's way too early. But this Will Campbell kid out of LSU, everybody is right now telling me, heading into this year, that he is like a generational, a top 5 to 10 left tackle that doesn't give up sacks. He's strong, like the whole thing. And I'm sorry, if that guy is there, you have to take him. I would say the same thing, by the way, if Marvin Harrison was on the draft board this year, a true generational wide receiver, a guy that people really think is head and shoulders above everybody else at receiver, I could consider that. But the cornerback thing, it doesn't make any sense to me unless, I mean, are we going to say that Christian Gonzalez stinks at corner and is being moved
to free
safety?
You got to replace him.
And Will, right, maybe. Maybe this Will Johnson would be your number one corner, and now we move Gonzalez to safety. But I just don't think you win with defense. We're talking about the offensive line for a reason. You need a tackle. If there's a tackle close to worth the pick or worth the pick, you take the damn tackle. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, let's just put it on the board now. Like, we're talking about the draft, the 2025 draft now, and it's still August. All right.
Here's to
a great year.
We're on the road to Green Bay.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, that is Andy Hart. He is on the road to Gillette, where Gerard Mayo will be speaking in mere moments. Hart, we'll catch up with you soon, buddy. Thank you.
See you, boys. Thanks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.